Today is Sunday, September 22nd, 2019, and this...
I'm planning to move away from Vegas because being back in the places where I just have bad experiences is really not good for my recovery.
...is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 708.
Las Vegas, Nevada! I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am alternating between excitement and anxiety over the summit's rapid
approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I need to turn this up a little bit. I'm not sure why the sound is down low. So
what kind of anxieties are you having?
Oh, just general anxiety. There's not anything specific that brings it about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when I...
When you think about it, you just get that butterflies in your stomach feeling.
Yeah, kind of. It's a little worse than the butterflies, though.
Moths?
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Bats, maybe. It'll be great, though. I'm looking forward to it, despite my anxiety. This is just part of the prep cycle.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's new to this, the summit is October 11th to the 13th at the D Las Vegas. It's an event, a gathering of Vegas nerds, and we have a great time, and we hang out, and we do our podcast live, and lots of other festivities. The preparation for it is coming along. I've been seeing a lot of things from Hunter and Misnomer that they are working on.
Yay.
I think people are going to love it. There's some incredible merchandise, not even merchandise, because I would imply that you're buying it. The booster swag is really cool this year. I'm like excited to get my hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool for the people who signed up to be boosters. And then Hunter has a great guest lined up to interview. He does really good interviews.
Yeah, he does.
I'm happy that he's going to be doing that. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it, about who specifically, once he announces it soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great. And he asks probing questions. Hunter is very good at probing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see Hunter probe on stage.
Yes.
And Misnomer has some things planned that, unlike some of the early ideas that he floated by me, probably won't result in anyone's death. So that's good.
Good.
And a good time will be had by all. And then we'll make fools of ourselves as well.
As we always do.
But that'll be fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have a thing planned.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just do the show. And hopefully we'll have stuff to talk about.
I hope so.
And that'll be wonderful. Well, I don't know if it'll be wonderful, but it'll happen. And there will be an audience there to watch it in all of its whateverness.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. If you can join us, we'd love to see you. VegasNerdSociety.com is the place to get all the details. You can also, if you're going to be attending the event, you probably should follow Vegas Nerds on Twitter for any updates.
You ordered part of your costume today.
Oh, that's the whole costume.
Not today, but...
I ordered the entirety of my costume. I went through several different concepts.
Yes, you did.
And ultimately settled on the laziest possible thing that would still pass as a costume.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in the actual contest since we're judging it.
Right.
But I felt the need to...
To participate.
Yes. Show some...
Show the spirit
event
of the event.
Spirit. I'm not a big costume guy, but this one will work for me, so... And you have,
need to do a dry run in my costume today because I'm starting to have second thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. I'll figure it out on my own. It'll be fine.
That could result in, is this just a way to buy more stuff at the last minute?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I hope it works out for you. So that's coming up. Looking forward to seeing you all at the summit. And for those of you who are not attending, we will be recording the main event. It is typically one of the worst podcasts to listen to of the year for those who are not in attendance because you miss out on the visual aspect of it.
Yes.
But we'll do our best to make it moderately entertaining for you as well. What else? Oh, we have some t-shirts available now. There's been a request for a while to sell some shirts. And we're doing that. So I posted a link on Twitter and on Facebook last night, and there is now a banner on the right-hand side of the website at 500bymidnight.com. If you're interested in buying a 500 t-shirt, there are two different kinds available. One is the new logo that I've been using lately, and then the old dispensing Vegas-y goodness shirts are back. Mm-hmm. So
the Elvis Pazza dispenser?
The Rockstar Candy.
Rockstar Candy Vegas. Yes. We don't want to get in trouble.
They
with
don't
the estate.
No. That's I don't know why you would think either of those things about that shirt. Those are not depicted in the shirt at all.
No.
So there you go. You can check those out, 500bymidnight.com, if you're interested in getting some shirts. All right. Before we jump into some news, and we have a weird variety of things to talk about this week, but before we get into that, I want to remind everyone that this podcast is listener supported by our amazing Patreon patrons. They include Rob Wolf, Jim from Nevada, Andrew Atten, Monica Foggenbinky, Dr. Dong, that's some name, Kate Score, and Kyle A. Thank you to
and
all of our Patreon patrons. If you want to know what this is about, visit patreon.com/500, get all the details. You support the show every month. We throw some bonus content your way. We need to get a chat scheduled. I have an idea for the chat for when we'll do it, but
okay.
I'll run it by you off Mike, so that can make sure and get it squared away. It'll be in a couple weeks is what I'm thinking. But all right, lots of news. Let's start with Wynn Las Vegas. Wynn Las Vegas has been milking this parking thing for a while, and I think this has to be the last of it. They've announced that beginning on September 30th, both Wynn and Encore will offer free valet parking. Now, those of you who have been following the parking saga will remember that there was a flood of strip resorts that decided to start charging for self-park and valet parking a while back, a couple of years ago. And Wynn has slowly dismantled its parking charges. So first, I think it was, free self-parking for hotel guests, maybe? And then a few weeks ago, they decided free self-parking for anybody. Then there was a $50 casino spend for whatever. But anyway, they've slowly gotten rid of the paid parking, and now this, I believe, is the last chunk. You no longer have to pay for valet parking beginning on September 30th. So go to Wynn Las Vegas if you want to park for free. Now, about those resort fees.
Yeah.
Now that you've milked this for all the publicity that you can get, let's move on to something bigger, right?
Yes.
So there you go, Wynn Las Vegas. It'd be nice to see others follow suit because nobody likes fees, but I don't know if that'll happen. All right, we've got some new restaurants coming to downtown Las Vegas, specifically Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget's an interesting place. It's owned by a restaurant company, Landry's. It has more restaurants than any other downtown property.
But not a lot of them are good.
No. I don't know if it's a symptom of the Landry's restaurants in general, that they're just like mediocre chain restaurants or
what. I like their sushi place.
Yeah,
and
sushi's
I like Vic
fine.
And Anthony's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a high-end steak place, it's one of the better ones downtown. There are several really good ones downtown. Vic and Anthony's is great. I found the Italian place, the Grotto, to be
incredibly mediocre.
Yeah, not great. Their buffet is, typical downtown buffet.
Yeah, Main Street Station's buffet is better.
Yeah, so I don't know, but they're going to be adding some things. They announced this week that they are opening a branch of the fast food chicken restaurant Chick-fil-A, the always controversial Chick-fil-A. I ended up shutting down comments on the Facebook group because I didn't want the whole thing to turn into a big political debate, which was starting to happen.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, this is not the place for that. So it's, you know what, and I get it, but the with anything in Las Vegas, if you want to dive in and start debating who the owners give money to and don't, it's I don't know. Debating that on our Facebook group is going to make it unpleasant for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're trying to be an escape from that.
Yeah, make your personal choices, but if you want to bitch about it, do it on Golden Nugget's webpage, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an opening date. This is the second Chick-fil-A opening in the touristy corridor. The other one has been under construction longer than Resorts World, I think, and that is at Planet Hollywood. Don't know what the fuck has taken so long there.
Yeah.
probably because they don't do construction on Sundays. I don't know. That's the thing with Chick-fil-A. It's not open on Sundays because apparently it's 1842 or something. But anyway, it's going to be opening maybe this winter. That's what they're aiming for, but they haven't announced an actual date. And that is coming to Golden Nugget. I can't get excited about any fast food chain restaurant coming to Fremont Street. Mm-hmm. This spring, they were supposed to open Wahlburger and the Taco Bell Cantina. Right. I don't think they've even done any construction there. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. Hopefully it gets scrapped and they put something interesting in. Mm-hmm. So then it looks like there's going to be some other restaurants going in there, and this is according to some permit filings that were uncovered by Eater earlier this week. One of them is another steakhouse, and this poses a question. They're going to put in a Saltgrass Steakhouse, which is a Landry's chain. They've mm-hmm. got a bunch of locations around the country. It seems weird to me that they would have two steakhouses.
Yeah.
But they're very different. I looked at the Saltgrass website and their menu, and it's more like an Outback type thing, mm-hmm. so it's like a cheap, relatively cheap for a steakhouse, like $20-25 for a steak, as opposed to Vic and Anthony's where you're, paying $60-70 or more.
Do they still have Chart House? And what is that?
Yeah, I don't know what they have. Is that like seafood?
I like to call it Chart House.
Even
though I've never been, it looks like a lovely place. That's the one with the
big fish tank?
Yep.
See, I think it's seafood, but I'm not 100% mm-hmm. certain. Don't know that restaurant well. So I don't know if they are two different markets, does it create confusion having two steakhouses among your customers?
I don't know.
Seems like an odd choice. So that is likely going to be happening. And then the other thing is a food court of some type is going to also be added. So I don't know what that will... The details are sparse because in these filings, they don't have to specify who is going to be inhabiting said food court. But I don't even know where it's located in the property. But anyway, they've pulled permits for that stuff, so it'll probably be coming sometime soon. And once more details are announced, I'm sure we will discuss it. It's good to have some fast options.
Yeah. Rather see stuff like American Coney.
Yeah, things that are different. Now, it's possible that they put in a food court that has non-chain restaurants, but it wouldn't really fit what they do at Golden Nugget and Landry's, so it will probably be wildly disappointing, but we'll keep an eye on it anyway and see what happens there. We've got a couple different residencies that have announced extensions of their shows. One is Christina Aguilera. She is going to be adding 10 dates to her Planet Hollywood residency, so if you've wanted to see her but her dates haven't lined up with your travel dates, you have another shot. The new dates are in December, February, and March. So, we'll see. I would consider seeing Christina, even though I'm not really a fan of hers.
Yeah.
I suspect it would be a good show.
I think it would.
Billy Idol, who we have seen, has added 5 dates to his Palms residency. They are in early to mid-March, so he's sticking around a little mm-hmm. bit longer as well.
We have seen him, although in a different venue.
Yeah, he put on a great show.
Yeah, he did.
So, happy to see both of those sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Bally's, there is a change to the name of their upstairs performance venue. It has been known for several years as Windows Showroom. That is no more. It is now known as the Magic Attic.
Ooh.
Seems like the type of place like your creepy cousin would try to lure you on Easter when nobody was paying attention.
Is that related to Uncle Touchy's Puzzle Basement?
Yeah, it's not...
Copyright Patton Oswalt.
Seems a little skeevy, but
mm-hmm.
join me in the Magic Attic.
No, I'll
pass. So that's happening. Nobody apparently has bothered to inform the Caesars Entertainment web team, however. The changes have been made on Ticketmaster's site, but Caesars Entertainment's website still refers to it as Window Showroom. So they're a little behind.
I'm never going to go there, so
yeah,
whatever.
Not big on that's been a thing. They've gotten rid of all their non-magic shows and replaced them with magic shows. And if you're into magic,
great,
spend your whole vacation
there.
More for
you.
Creepy magicians. All right. Another show has come and gone. The Review Journal reports that the country music tribute show that we reported on back in February called Vegas Gone Country has closed. It was at the V Theater. It only lasted 7 months. R.I.P. Vegas Gone Country. That's enough of a moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. There's a new attraction coming to the Harmon Corridor mall space next to Planet Hollywood. Vegas Changes discovered. They do... one of the things that Vegas Changes does that I really like is every week or two, the dude who runs that like just does a walk of the strip and sometimes downtown and takes a bunch of pictures of things that are changing, thus the website name. And sometimes he spots things that really haven't been mentioned anywhere else, including the construction of this new thing happening. And he referred to it as like a giant jungle gym, but I did a little bit of digging on it. It's a 3-story rope adventure course, and apparently these are things they're all over the place. Like there's a bunch in the Twin Cities. Mall of America has one, and they're like family fun centers have them.
Okay.
So you're strapped into a harness and then you walk on like rope bridges and other kind of obstacle bridges and stuff up in the air high, which means I'll never do it because I'm pussy.
Just you don't like heights.
That too. So this is a 3-story version of that, and they don't have a name yet. Well, they probably have one, but they have not announced the name yet. If you want to see pictures of what this looks like, the company that's building it, that builds these things around the country, they have a Twitter account that is Ropes Courses, and on September 13th, they posted some photos of the thing being built, and there's also some on Vegas Changes as well. So construction is nearly complete, according to that Twitter account. So I would imagine it will be opening soon. The company that builds these, they don't all have the same name. They have a few different varieties of their thing. This one is called the Sky Trail, but that's not usually what the name is when it opens. Usually, it's some sort of theme or some
Spin
other.
The Sky Trail.
Fall off the Sky Trail.
Yeah.
Your harness, so I'm sure it's completely safe.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. If you're interested in adventures.
It's Are you kind interested of one, in adventures?
Not of this nature. Not of the height nature.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep an eye out for that. It's on the second level of Harmon. What is it called? Harmon Corner near Twin Peaks.
So you can do your climbing at Twin Peaks and then go on the adventure course.
I love that. I love that climbing. We should really have arranged for some sort of climbing adventure as part of our summit. No, we're hanging out downtown. That wouldn't make any sense. So that's big fun happening on the Strip if you're into such nonsense. And what else do we have here? Apparently nothing. There we go.
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
All right. Are you familiar with the website Bloomberg?
Yes.
It is a reputable business website.
It is reputable.
They have things like reporters and fact-checking and... A reputation to protect and
not throwing shit to the wall to see if it sticks and get more clicks.
Pursuit of accuracy, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have reported on a couple possible transactions involving MGM Resorts properties. The first one would be a sale and leaseback of Bellagio and MGM Grand. So this is the least exciting possible thing that could happen. We've had a few of these things we've discussed where MGM and Caesars have sold off some of their properties to a real estate investment trust company, a REIT. And then all it is they change who they're paying rent to. They have a long-term management deal. It does not change the operational stuff. So this is the same kind of thing. They would sell it to Blackstone, which owns Cosmo, if this actually happens, and then a long-term lease, and MGM would continue to operate it. It has no effect on operations as far as visitors go. So they are going to do what they normally do, and you don't even know. It's just
by what they normally do, you mean charge as many fees as possible and
make Las Vegas less fun. So I was thinking about this a lot. Since there's so many of these transactions, I need to kind of pay attention to the way that I refer to things, because it no longer matters if something is an MGM owned property or a Caesars owned property. It's who it operated is the thing that matters. So anyway, if this happens, it won't really affect anything. So yes, you may hear that Bellagio and MGM Grand are sold. That might happen. If it is indeed this, where it's a lease back, it won't matter. So there you go. The other one would be a little bit more of a change in that it would be a more traditional sale, if it is true. And that is that MGM Resorts is in negotiations with Phil Ruffin, who owns Treasure Island. to sell Circus Circus. And we'll see. He's in negotiations. So Phil Ruffin.
I think that would be a good fit.
It would, because he knows his audience is a middle tier, you know, lower middle tier audience in terms of what they're going to pay for rooms and stuff like that. So assuming that he's not planning on tearing it down, which based on his history, I don't believe he would be. Yeah, it would be a good fit. So I don't know. We'll see. He's very shrewd when it comes to negotiating room property purchases and sales. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's negotiating. It does not necessarily mean it's a done deal, but we'll see. Time will tell.
If the price is right for both parties, then...
then it would make sense. Mm-hmm. He has expressed interest in buying another strip property. Everybody kind of thought it would be one of the Caesars properties, since they are likely, as part of their merger with El Dorado, to be selling some stuff off. But, you know, really when it comes to this hotels changing hands, and you hear about, oh, something's for sale, something's on... I guarantee any Las Vegas strip hotel can be sold at any moment. Mm-hmm. If the price is right and if somebody wants it bad enough, it will sell, whether or not it's technically on the market. So I don't think anything is sacred in Las Vegas when it comes to property ownership, and it's a money town, so anything can happen. And or this could be a thing. Circus Circus has been rumored to be on the market for years.
Oh, yeah. It feels like it's... just set off to the side when MGM talks about stuff like, oh yeah, and also we have Circus Circus.
It's not part of their Players Club. It's not, yeah, so wouldn't be a huge shock. So there you go. We shall see. It might be another one of those things where MGM owns it for another 8 years and then.
How do you feel about, so would you rather just see it go on, or do you want that sucker to be imploded someday?
I have no attachment to Circus Circus. And like, as much as I love Dr. Dave's book on Jay Sarno and that whole history and stuff, doesn't change the fact that Circus Circus has always been a shitty idea and a piece of crap property. So the fact that the guy who created it was interesting doesn't make me want to see it stick around any more than, no, I have no problem with them getting rid of that piece of shit.
Would you rather go to Circus Circus or the Magic Attic?
So would I be sitting through a show at the Magic Attic?
You'd have to spend 90 minutes at either place.
Oh, I don't know.
I should have saved this for this or that.
I don't know. I mean, Circus Circus, I can at least play a sticky slot machine. We've spent a little bit of time at Circus Circus.
Yeah.
I don't mind spending an hour in there once in a while, hour and a half. I don't know. It's a wash, I guess. I'd probably opt for Circus Circus over sitting through a magic show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this stuff. If anything happens, we'll certainly discuss it. If not, it may just go the way of many such things and not happen. But all right, so that's what's happening in Las Vegas this week. And let's do this. Auto slash, you'll save some cash. All right, I know we've got a lot of people traveling to Las Vegas in the coming weeks, specifically for the summit. Some of them are going to be renting cars. If you are one of those people, if you're looking to rent a car to get around while you're in Las Vegas, check out autoslash.com. They're going to take all the headaches out of finding the best deal on car rentals. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. It's awesome. They do great work over there. All you do is give them your dates and your preferences for what type of vehicle you want to rent. Their system does the rest. It searches hundreds of coupon codes, discount codes from all the major rental companies, and they get you the best deal. After you've booked, they'll let you know if your vehicle is now available at a lower rate, so you can cancel and rebook and save even more money. It's a really cool service. A lot of our listeners have saved a lot of money with them and have been thrilled with how it works and their great service and all that stuff. So if you're looking to rent a car, whether it's for Las Vegas or elsewhere, and you don't want to get ripped off, check out autoslash.com. They are a great sponsor, and I'm happy to have them as part of the show.
Yes.
Hooray, Autoslash.
Yay.
All right. Good stuff. They're lovely people over there. Do you
remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
We've got another thing I do not remember. This is from April 2013, show number 398. There was a thing that briefly existed at El Cortez called Sessions at El Cortez. Do you have any recollection, any remembrance of this?
I do not remember.
No.
I do not recall.
what they were planning on doing, what they did for a brief time, is as part of the, in conjunction with the First Friday event, which brings a lot of people to downtown Las Vegas, they were having a series of musical performances in the Fiesta Room. So they'd have three or four indie bands do short 20-minute sets, and it was $10 to get in, and you could check out these bands. And then at some point, so this started in the spring, I believe, of 2013, and they had planned in June to move it to the casino roof.
Mm-hmm.
That never happened. And then the last one happened in early August. So it only lasted a few months, and then it went away. These places try stuff. Sometimes mm-hmm. it sticks, sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
I applaud them for trying to get people to check out indie music. And it would mm-hmm. make sense, in theory, as part of First Friday, because you're getting a lot of locals checking out local bands. They're coming down there for that kind of entertainment. But for whatever reason, it didn't stick. So that's one of those things I just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have another El Cortez-related thing that this jogged in my brain that I have to find
okay.
in show notes that didn't last long, but maybe for a future show. All righty, we've got some phone calls.
Hi, Hyundai. This is Michael.
And Tiffany.
This is our first time calling in. We've been listening for a while. We just got back from our three-night trip to Vegas. We stayed
at the Waldorf Astoria.
We normally stay at the Aria. I think we've been going 5 years in a row staying at the Aria and decided to try the Waldorf since I had some Hilton points.
At Flamingo, and then we decided not to do it again.
Yeah. Had some Hilton points, stayed at the Waldorf. It was amazing. Super nice. The service is amazing. The first night, we headed out to Yardbird.
Oh, yeah. And they have great fried chicken. They had some kind of like corn esquite-ish side and the best Brussels sprouts. I know that's kind of random, but they're so good.
Then we headed over to the Link and I taught the wife video poker.
Oh, nice. And really good at it.
And we had the frozen Baileys, which was amazing. Hung out the rest of the night.
Let me say what I think about frozen Baileys. It's pretty good, but it's a little too thick.
Whatever.
But it tasted good.
Okay. Whatever. Thursday morning, the brother and his girlfriend were with us. We all headed off to Hoover Dam and checked it out. It was super fun.
We did the Aria Cafe first, which is our favorite.
Aria Cafe is very good breakfast.
Ask for Regina, because she's the best.
Let's see. Thursday afternoon, we just kind of hung out, hit the pool. Me and the buddies did a little bit of gambling at the park because Aria limits going into the weekend. We're already $25 on the craps table, which is a little too expensive for my budget. That night, we went and saw the Michael Jackson One show.
What did we eat before?
Before we ate strip steak.
Okay.
It was okay. It was good. We normally eat like prime or something like that at Bellagio, but strip steak was very good.
Service was great. It wasn't really a restaurant. It was kind of, I don't know, it's just in the middle of the
It was good. Then we saw Michael Jackson, hung out Friday for your golfers. I went and played golf at TPC Summerlin, which we were actually 3 weeks short of the PGA Tour event there, so they already had the grandstands up. Really cool experience. Any golfers that are listening, TPC Summerlin is amazing.
Then I went to the spa at the Waldorf, which I would call a spicy take. I like the Aria spa better.
And I don't know why, but they got cut off there.
Oh.
They weren't at the 3-minute limit. I'm not sure what happened.
Hmm.
I wanted to hear more.
Yeah, I wanted to hear why she liked the Aria spa better.
If you guys have more to say, please call back. We'd love to hear the rest of your tale, specifically why you like that spa better and mm-hmm. anything else that you didn't get around to reporting. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but good call. Very entertaining. I like how dismissive he was of her comments about the frozen Baileys. whatever. Moving. I feel like he was watching the timer to make sure they didn't go over 3. So he's like rushing it along, but that was funny. All righty. Yardbird. When I just heard Yardbird, my mouth started drooling a little bit.
Oh my God, yes.
They've got some good fried chicken there.
Yeah, they do.
Might have to get back there one of these days.
Yes.
All right. Next up.
Hi there. This is Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
And this is Nicole.
Hello, Nicole.
We are just leaving opening day at Oyo.
Oyo.
Which, obviously, as you know, is the former Hooters. And the only difference, obviously, at this point is that the dealers are wearing purple shirts instead of orange. Some are more revealing than others, but by large, it is a lot like Hooters, minus the purple shirts. We were doing very well, and then we weren't. But that's gambling, not the casino. I will say this, the drink service was slow, however, heavy pours it was the first time all night long I actually tasted the Crown in my Crown of Coke. So other than that, not a big difference. But hey, opening day at Oyo, not much different than Hooters. Heavy pours, slow drink service, but it almost makes up for it. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
And thank you for your report. We appreciate that. That's the first report from the former Hooters. Feels weird to say former Hooters.
It does feel weird to say former Hooters.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure though they will be making some additional changes here since they just signed. I know they already changed the signs over. Mm-hmm. So signs and uniforms. It sounds like that's where we're at with that property. All righty. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Don from Seattle. We are currently mid-trip for my 50th birthday. Got in Tuesday morning. A few things. We are double-dipping this trip. We have 3 nights comped at Nomad. We checked in, and it was personal touches. Fantastic, beautiful. Went up to our room for my birthday. They actually brought me a bottle of wine with a personalized card wishing me happy birthday. Everything about it was great, plus the price. Park MGM, yeah, it is what it is. One thing that was concerning to us is we came back later in the afternoon and we had friends with us that wanted to see the room, and the wife had took a video of the mini fridge, all that stuff, and there was stuff missing out of the mini fridge when we came back up to the room. So immediately my wife went down and had a very nice conversation with the front desk, and it said that nothing showed up, but it was still concerning. We went to Greenberg's Deli for lunch. Always go there. We split a sandwich. We decided to try Camelot Steakhouse at Excalibur. We had a My Vegas. And for four of us, the bill was $230 plus tip, which isn't bad. We all had a drink and take off $100 on that bill. So it was fairly reasonable for four people. That evening, the kids came into town. We put them up. We had four nights comp at the link. So we put the kids up there. And we spent the evening at Rematch and just hanging out, people watching, drinking, and a good time. Wasn't too crowded. Played some large Pac-Man, some Mario Kart. Lots of fun. Got up yesterday for my birthday. Of course, went to our favorite place, Egg Slut, for breakfast. And then we headed downtown for the day. Went to the Mob Museum Bar. Had some drinks there. Super cool place. Always go to Oak and Ivy, had some drinks there. It's a little messed up because they're setting up for Life is Beautiful, but it was okay. And, of course, where I wanted to go for my 50th birthday for dinner, Pizza Rock. Fantastic. All in all, it's been a great trip so far. We've got a couple shows planned, and I will hopefully call back with the rest of our report. Thanks for everything you guys do. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks for
that
report.
Thank you. Happy 50th.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, Rematch is just I like the vibe there at the link.
Yeah.
They've done cool things with their upgrades there.
Yes.
Nice place to just hang out and watch the madness and have a little fun. Mm-hmm.
I wish Excalibur still had the whimsical names like Sir Galahad's Prime Rib and Lancelot of Pasta.
It does make it a little more, you know, carries the theme through a little bit better, mm-hmm. and it's amusing and stupid. Stupid puns are amusing sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all things change.
Oh, yeah. That's nature of Vegas.
Well, thanks for that report. We do appreciate it. Thanks for all of our calls. If you'd like to chime in with your thoughts, reviews, reports, 702-866-9494 is the place to call. We would love to hear from you. Before we wrap up, we've got several Karma donations to thank folks for, including John from Western Pennsylvania. He needs some special Vegas Karma for a trip that is happening now. He's there with his daughter for Life is Beautiful and iHeartRadio.
Awesome.
Big weekend right now in Las Vegas for music stuff. Between those two events, there's a lot, mm-hmm. a lot going on.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for that.
We're having an awesome time.
He said he's going to be back for the summit with Uta, so we'll be seeing them, of course. Chris from Round Rock, Texas, a Karma donation for a guy's trip. Good luck to you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Jeff in Seattle, heading to the airport when he sent this, for a 5-day guy's trip. Saved the past 4 weeks of podcasts to listen on the plane.
good luck in Vegas and good luck listening to our show.
Yes. I don't know how anybody gets through more than one of these at a time. Mm-hmm. When I hear that, like somebody binged listened, I'm like,
That's a lot of me.
Like when I get done with this, when we get done recording here, I'm just going to sit in silence for like 6-7 hours. I've heard enough of me.
No, you're not.
I just do my personal show for you.
Yes.
Every time a commercial comes on and I've got something to say.
Mm-hmm. We have the Vikings Comedy Hour coming up.
That's true. And you usually get a little ranty during the Vikings games. Mm-hmm. Uniforms are always a hot point of contention.
Oh my God. Just, I won't.
All right.
Have some consistency. They just have these random little serifs everywhere and it drives me crazy.
They're horribly ugly. All right. Randy and Lena arrived last night for a 6-night trip, hoping for some great video poker. I wish that for you as well. Good luck. David making his first karma donation ahead of a birthday trip next weekend. Recently discovered the podcast. See, now this is a good example. This guy just jumped in and he already listened to 2 years worth of episodes.
Whoa.
Wow. I thank you and I'm sorry. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. He said it was the perfect way to get ready for and excited about the trip.
Oh.
I hope you have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Good luck. Our friends Jim and Mary, Summit Karma Donation. They're going to be starting at Cosmo for a few days and then heading to the D for our big shindig.
Looking
I hate the word shindig. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
Yes.
Julie with Karma Donation. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
And finally, another Summit Karma Donation for our number one fan from Holland, Martin. He's going to be in Vegas with his wife, Jennifer, coming to the Summit. They've got a lot of stuff planned, going to see Billy Idol, Opium, Atomic Saloon. They're going to have a great time.
Yay.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much for sticking around so long.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it the other day when I mentioned that that Martin was going to be at the Summit, how it's always pleasant to hear that people have been around listening for a long time are
still listening.
Still hanging in there. Yeah. It's kind of shocking sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. We look forward to seeing many of you, and thanks for all the support. What else? Is that it? I guess that's it.
I think so.
All right. 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is where you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, that voicemail line again is 702-866-9494. That's going to do it for this week. What's going on with my voice?
All right. Peter Brady.
I need to get this. I need to have a strong, healthy voice for the Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I end up fucking up my voice before the main event.
Because you're talking a lot.
Talking loudly at the D where you have to shout a little bit to hear anybody to get your message across. Hopefully it will hold up. This is not good that we're 3 weeks out and I'm already losing it. Maybe it's like a preemptive anxiety voice loss.
It could be.
Okay, so I should probably sit silently for a while and I'll look up online to see what the Celine Dion voice care regimen requires.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm in fine form.
I have some throat coating tea if you need it.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I know what. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.